From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey, Lecture 6, The Lydians.
Although philosophy and the arts flourished throughout Ionia in the 6th century BC, that's also the time that the region's independence was threatened by a neighbor to the east, the Kingdom of Lydia. Now, I've mentioned Lydia a couple of times already in these lectures, so now's the time to sort of talk about its origins. Well, as is the case of many of the people of Anatolia, the origins of the Lydians are not clear. But we know they did speak an Indo-European language related to those used by the Hittites. So some scholars believe that the Lydians, like the Hittites, may have entered Anatolia sometime in the 3rd millennium BC. Archaeological evidence indicates that by 1000 BC, they were living in the region between the highlands of Phrygia, and that's where we saw, say, Midas City and these sanctuaries to Cybele a few lectures back. And also they lived in the zone to the east of Ionia. So the Kingdom of Lydia then was not a large area that was inland between Phrygia and Ionia. Now, once again, although we have some written records left behind by the Lydians, we don't have any kind of historical records. So we need to look to their neighbors, the Greeks, as well as the Assyrians, to put together some information about these people. Now, according to the Greeks, there was a dynasty of Lydian kings that began ruling about 1000 BC, and this dynasty was reputedly descended from the hero Heracles, and the dynasty ruled Lydia for 22 generations. Now, of course, this is somewhat of a fiction. Obviously, the hero Heracles never lived. But we do know that the last ruler of this dynasty, a man named Candaulus, probably did actually live. We know that he was assassinated by a usurper, and the usurper's name was Gyges, and Gyges is historically attested. Now, Gyges, after getting rid of his predecessor, founded a new dynasty of Lydian rulers, a dynasty we call the Memnad dynasty. And this is also historically attested. Gyges ruled for some 38 years, roughly from the 680s to the 640s BC. Now, if you remember when we talked about the Phrygians, I mentioned that Phrygia was invaded by a group of people called the Cimmerians, a nomadic horseman group from the Caucasus. And they had destroyed the city of Gordion, the capital of the Phrygian kingdom. Gyges, too, in Lydia, had to deal with these invaders. And we know about this because he actually sent emissaries to the king of the Assyrians, to King Assurbanipal in the east, asking for assistance against these marauders. And evidently, some aid was sent to Gyges, although the king himself was killed in a Cimmerian attack of 644 BC. For the next two generations, this Memnad dynasty had to contend with Cimmerian attacks, but they also were able to forge a kingdom of their own by expanding westward into Ionia and other Greek-held territory. And by the late 7th century BC, Lydia controlled the old kingdom of Phrygia as well. Now, the fourth king of this dynasty is a man named Aliates, and he ruled from around 609 to 560 BC. He was a very able general who was finally successful in driving away the Cimmerians for good. And without their threat, he could turn his attention to the Greeks living in the west, and he managed to conquer all of the Greek settlements up and down the Anatolian coast, all cities except one. He was not able to take control of the city of Miletus, and this is chiefly due to the city's crafty tyrant, Thrasybulus, that I talked about in the last lecture. Thrasybulus and Aliates actually entered into a treaty of friendship, and that meant that Miletus was the only city still free from Lydian control. But Aliates' greatest military challenge came from the east. Now, to understand what he was facing, I need to talk a little bit about historical events in Mesopotamia.